Every morning, it's my habit to wake up at about 6 in the morning to begin my day. And truth be told, I set my alarm at 5:45, and I wait till my wife's alarm goes off before I get up. But I do my routine and then head downstairs to make breakfast for the early risers in my house. Now, those early risers are not the teenage ones that live in my home, by the way. To no surprise, the early risers are the kindergartners. Today, they were up at about 5:15. Now, I'm normally headed downstairs to begin my very first chore, which is to make breakfast for my kindergartners. And usually it's something simple, oatmeal, scrambled eggs. Yesterday I made French toast. Normally I come down, or if they come down after me, which is rare, there's barely a greeting. They're engrossed in whatever they do. Or sometimes I'll be fortunate enough for them to ask me for a snack. I prompt them that I'm making breakfast and that it's not snack time. Just wait 5 or 10 minutes, that's all. But sometimes that doesn't really compute. Regardless, they come downstairs hungry. Now, I suppose that's just my role, and that's okay. I'm good with that. But what snaps them out of their hunger spell is when their mom comes into the room. They will predictably stop their begging from me, stop whatever activity they're doing, and literally run over to her, hug her legs with the most earnest affection, and squeal, "Mommy!" in a way that reminds me of, like, cute little kittens. It's adorable. Then they, yes, make those sweet little squeaking sounds. It's something you just have to witness to really appreciate. The kids adore their mom, and that's the point, as they should. And it's a beautiful thing to behold the special relationship that they have. The mutual bond that they have is really a precious thing, and I'm privileged enough just to witness it every day. I believe that we all have certain relationships that we have enjoyed in our lives that are truly special, one of a kind, delightful, really a treasure. And what I want to talk about today is our relationship with God, because God sees his relationship with us individually as one that is very special. Let's begin in Deuteronomy 7 and read verses 6 through 8. In this passage, we read about the nation of Israel as they are being spoken to by God. Deuteronomy 7 and verse 6. Sorry. Making sure that I've got the right passage here. "For you are a holy people to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a people for himself, a special treasure above all the peoples on the face of the earth. The Lord did not set his love on you nor choose you because you were more in number than any other people, for you were the least of all peoples. But because the Lord loves you and because he would keep the oath which he swore to your fathers, the Lord has brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the house of bondage, from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt." Now, it is true that God loves the whole world. He gave his son, Jesus Christ, as a sacrifice for the whole world. But here, he is talking with the nation of Israel as they are coming out of Egypt, telling them, reminding them that he is setting them aside as a special treasure above the others. He makes it clear that they're not special because of any physical traits that they have, anything that they're doing that is special in a physical way. They are the little ones. He reminds them that they are, you know, not special in any physical sense. They're not a great and outstanding people inherently because of what they are doing physically. But they are separated out from the rest of the world to have a special relationship with God. And what is it that makes that relationship with God and Israel special? What is it? Now, it traces back to something that's mentioned right here, that oath that is referenced. Remember that God made an oath to Abraham and to all of Abraham's descendants because of what? Because of Abraham's obedience to God and because of his faith, being willing to go out in obedience in a world that was opposed to God. Remember that a relationship is a two-way street, and that is the way it is between God and Israel, God and us, in fact. And this relationship with Israel began with Abraham believing in God, that he would fulfill his promise. Abraham, as a result, was obedient and faithful, as I mentioned, fully trusting God. Considering the nature of man, to be influenced so easily by Satan to sin, which is, as I spoke about last week, something that is in direct opposition to God. When God saw this attribute in Abraham, this attribute of willingness to be faithful, to trust, to obey, he saw the potential of man to really have the kind of special relationship with him that God desired. That is, God saw the potential of man to be part of his family. This is the special relationship that we have as spiritual descendants of Abraham. To have this special relationship comes both with a responsibility and privilege. Let's go back to Exodus 19, and I'll read verses 5 through 6 that describe this in a little more detail. Exodus 19, beginning in verse 5. "Now therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be a special treasure to me above all people. For all the earth is mine, and you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak to the children of Israel." The privilege that I am talking about, that you and I have, is to understand God's commandments truly and deeply. Our privilege is to one day be in a role of leadership in the kingdom of God, a kingdom of priests, to share our understanding and love of this way of life with others. We have both privilege now to understand that, but also a responsibility to obey the commandments of God. This is what separates us from the rest of the world as a special treasure. Now, why? Because obedience is what shows our love to God. It is our relationship is one of love, and our love to God is proven by obedience. Citing for you 1 John 5:3, "For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome." The special relationship that we have with God involves inherently obedience. That is how we show our love. And in fact, obedience is such an easy thing when we love that way of life. When we demonstrate our obedience to God with our whole hearts, it shows that we also love him, just as he loves us. Turning over to Titus 2, at the other end of the Bible, I'll read verses 11 through 14. Titus 2 and verse 11. "For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people, zealous for good works. In our love of God and his way of life, we are actively working to live in a better way, soberly, righteously, all these attributes that are mentioned here. We show him through our behavior that we are willing to come out of sin and to be worthy of Jesus Christ's sacrifice, which was, again, as we know, an expression of love for us. Talk about a special relationship. Jesus Christ gave his life to purify us so that we can be part of his family. A relationship is a two-way street, and we must fully acknowledge all of the down payment that God has given us. He's shown us through his commandments, his blessings, the sacrifice of his only son, so that we can be part of his family. He is extending as much as possible to us because he sees our potential. We have a special relationship with him. 1 Peter 2, verses 9 through 10. If you go there with me. 1 Peter 2, beginning in verse 9. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, who were once not a people, but are now the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. This passage describes a transformation of what it means to become the people of God. We have a great future if we work at this relationship with God, if we honor that special relationship that we have with him. Having a special relationship of any kind requires knowing what it takes to maintain it. This applies to the relationships that we have with others, but even more so with God. Do you understand why you have a special relationship with God? It should be clear today. It has everything to do with his confidence in you to overcome this world by loving the way of life that he has designed through his commandments and instructions. If we want our relationships to thrive, we need to put sincere efforts into the activities that provide nourishment. And to God, that is, understanding his way of life, loving it, and being obedient. We must remember that God wants to be close to us. He gave his only son as a sacrifice, and he gives us his Holy Spirit. We need to give back to him willingly by transforming our lives so that we can honor the special relationship that we have with him.